Previously on Cubs Out Loud.
Thanks to the power of Twitter, when he's almost half naked, he's even more entertaining.
We call it boots to balls.
Across the floor.
You went camping and you brought a Nintendo Wii. You know, congratulations for buying a Mac. You are special now.
No,
it's what you get on your new machine or if you hate yourself.
Bow down to the Bear Podcast.
Yes, bow down
to the Bear Podcast.
Screw you guys, I'm gonna go home.
One of my biggest crushes, Venice Cub.
Oh, Venice Cub. I have his phone number. What is his phone number?
Oh my god, he's so hot. Ugh. Your buttocks, so fine. But please, for the love of God, douche that stinky ass. Thank you.
You'll be Batman. Come on, fuck me, Batman. You know something.
Oh my god. Disclaimer, not corporators.
I am Jeff.
I am John John, aka Kudzu Cub.
And I'm Tim Cub.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 9.
Woo-hoo.
Almost getting to double digits here.
Oh Yippee. My god. We'll survive that long. Jeez. Yeah. Do people actually listen to us? Let's be real.
Yeah, you know, I had a coworker wonder the very same thing today, and I was proud to say that we have 39 MySpace friends.
Get out. Get out.
Well, that's MySpace friends. What about, like, listeners of the actual podcast?
Yeah, well, if people didn't listen, they wouldn't want to be our MySpace friend now, would they?
But they might really enjoy the blog. Because we know we have our blog as well as the podcast.
Blog.
So we're more than just a podcast.
We're so much.
That's true. We are also a MySpace presence.
No, we're like
and,
a, we're like
and
an
a
onion.
Facebook presence.
We have multiple layers and we're very smelly. Very smelly.
Yeah, you speak for yourself. I'm very smelly.
Oh, Lord.
I would say we're tasty, especially when cooked. What?
What? What? What?
What?
Anyways.
Yeah. Anyway, what are we talking about this week?
Well, we'll first start off each week with the Tim segment. So let's start there. So, Tim, what did you do this weekend?
I know that this week has been a rather tumultuous week for myself and my workplace and everything like that. We are... building, as I'm sure I have mentioned a couple times before, we are building a brand new ice rink at North Cross. Meanwhile, the old rink that everybody knew and loved has officially closed. We are done with that rink almost. That is, we're packing up stuff to move it to the new rink. We actually closed on Sunday afternoon, and then when I arrived at my workplace again on Monday, the ice was starting to melt, and there was a gentleman who was disassembling the dashboards, the walls around the rink. So it looks kind of crazy.
Tim, you're saying that the rink was defrosted?
Well, by now, yes, the entire rink has melted.
So where does all that water go? Is there like a drainage or something?
It's just sitting there. It's just kind of sitting there in the middle of the wall.
You can just turn it to a pool.
Well, it's not.
I don't think it's that deep.
It's more of a reflecting pool, sort of.
Remember, ice. When ice melts, it takes up less space.
That is true. That is true. And yet, It looks kind of weird, but it's, and the Zamboni is sitting in the middle of the pond that used to be the ice rink. Now,
why did they take it out of the off the ice?
I don't know, but it's weird. It's just sitting there in the middle of the rink. But meanwhile, I spent the last 3 days at work packing up stuff and continuing to pack up stuff tomorrow. And meanwhile, they've delayed the opening date for the new rink like three times already.
So you work?
I am still working. I am employed in packing up stuff to move it. And of course, when the new rink opens, now they're telling us that'll be Wednesday, after having told us it would be Wednesday, then it was going to be Friday, then it was going to be Saturday, now it's going to be Wednesday of next week. Things are not quite ready yet today. We shall see. But we definitely look forward to being in that new space. And again, that's Chaparral Ice, which is chaparralice.com. That's the
shameless plug.
RALICE.com.
Shameless plug, Timothy.
Also, yeah. remember, instead of just rattling off these, spelling out the link, you can always just send me the link and I'll put it in the show notes.
Of course.
So.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I just thought that would be a little bit easier. You know, go to cubsoutloud.com to get the show notes for each and every show. In fact, you can go there, click on the category said podcasts, and you can see each and every one of our podcast posts, and then some. I think I got a couple other links there. I think I need to clean it up so that when you click on podcasts as a category, you'll just get the podcast.
You know, Tim, just to let you know, you made a big mistake. So the thing is, now that Well, we're not bear celebrities. I guess we're cub celebrities. I don't know. Anyway, I mean, now that we're like so famous and whatnot, and we have stalkers, it just comes naturally with the territory. They know where you are.
One stalker. Who all do we have? Do we have other stalkers? I don't know of other stalkers.
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see when I get to work tomorrow.
Anybody who's a stalker, could you please post to the just reply to this
please don't
show.
Please don't.
Just so we know who you are.
I have a couple of stalkers already prior to this show, so please don't.
Well, I mean, they're just gonna post on the site, and then we'll know who they are. Good. And it's just nice to know who your stalkers are.
Anyway, I'm just saying, one day, you know, Tim, they're gonna go to your place of work, and someone's gonna give you the love knife. I'm just saying.
You know, I don't mind, and if they come skating, that means I get more money.
Oh gosh! Anyway,
Okay.
Actually, is it my turn? Should I go?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so actually, this involves Tim, so I'm gonna call him out because I don't know if he wants to mention this, he'll embarrass him. So Friday, he calls me for dinner, and I'm like, yeah, come on over. So we kind of hang out and whatnot. And actually, a friend of mine from San Antonio called. So he came by, and we all went out to dinner together. What's really cool is when we came back, my roommate Michael was there. And so me and my friend, we kind of let them alone. And Tim and my roommate Michael kind of hit it off. So
it's
kind of like a half date. Other things happened, but I'm not privy to divulge those details. But apparently, I think they like each other. I hope they do. I'm like this Jewish mother trying to like hook my babies up or something like that. It's kind of funny. So
Don't they look so cute there?
I thought they looked kind of cute. I don't know. I'm just saying. So. But you haven't called him lately.
I mean to call him. I shall call him very soon.
He's a cutie. You shouldn't let him slip by.
He is very cute. He is very, very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And he kisses quite fantastically.
Aha! Uh-huh, I knew it. I knew it. Naughty, naughty cub. Mm-hmm. Whatever. So, anyway. Aside from that, ever since my coworker got fired, I have been really reconsidering leaving. Just a lot of reasons. I mean, part of it is that I saw the writing on the wall. I didn't see an opportunity to like really flourish and really advance with my current company. And when she left, she gave me a number to another another center, and I went ahead and called that number, and I had an interview set up for yesterday. And lo and behold, they went ahead and offered me the job, which is kind of cool. I mean, this is the second job offer I got in like 2 months, so I thought that was kind of cool. Wow. But this time, I went ahead and accepted it. I went ahead and put in my 2 weeks notice. And you know, the thing about my company right now is, my company is really notorious. They can't keep their counselors. I mean, seriously. I mean, it's just. The retention rate is just terrible. And I mean, in our outpatient facility, we've lost, counting myself now, like 4 counselors in 3 months. So I mean, they can't keep them. I mean, they just can't do it. I mean, it's bad for the company, but I see why no one wants to stay. I mean, it's just a lot of drama. And you know, my supervisor loves me. She really does. I help her out a lot. I mean, ever since the other 3 counselors left, I've been helping out 2 other programs. I've been helping out countless of clients, and I can't even keep the names straight because I've been doing so many things, so many groups. So, I mean, she loves me, but I mean, I can't trust her. I really can't. Oh. I mean, the problem was my friend counselor had beef with another counselor who was the pet of my supervisor, and if you mess with her pet, you're screwed. So I mean, if ever a time I have beef with her, I can't go to my supervisor. I hope she's not listening to this, but anyway, so the thing about it is it's contract work, which I'm not too thrilled. I mean, I do get a much higher wage, but then again, the taxes are going to be killer. I mean, I'm going to have to, like, do some finagling with the taxes, so it's not that much. But even with the higher taxes, I still get paid more after taxes. And I don't have to work the weekends. That's the biggest part. Sweet. I've been working the weekends for the last 8 freaking months, and I finally get my weekends back. And I work less hours. Instead of a 40-hour week, it's a 38-hour week. It's just what they do.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty much like half-day Fridays. I could work longer if I want to, but also the program I'm doing is with adolescents. So I'm working with people from 14 to like 17. So this should be interesting. So that's what happened. Oh my gosh. Oh good Lord. I'm kind of scared actually. I really am. So I'll be in a room full of teenagers with raging hormones and it should be interesting. It's never a dull moment in my field, so that's what happened. I'm kind of happy about it, so it's kind of exciting.
Fascinating. Yeah. Well, good luck with your new adventures.
Adventures, yes.
In employment.
So, very excited about it. Anyway, and aside from that, I guess this might be it. So, Jeffrey, how about you?
Well, I didn't really do much. Was it Friday night? Nikia had his South by Southwest performance.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you go?
I kind of did, but didn't all at the same time. I wasn't planning on going, and Robert, Nikia's partner, gave me a call and said, "Hey, can you pick me up and take me down? I really want to be there with him." But he wasn't feeling, 100% or anything.
Okay.
He was actually feeling pretty bad. Well, there was more to this besides him just staying home. And than just him going and being there for Nikia.
Okay.
It was their 6th anniversary.
Get out!
Wow, that's right! I do know that they had met. That is actually met in physicalness. That is, like, you know... other than online, there at South by Southwest a while ago.
I don't know if it was necessarily South by Southwest, but it was their 6th anniversary.
They don't tell me these things. Ugh.
So that was very sweet, and that's why he really, really wanted to go. So I said sure, and that also meant that I could get in to see a show for free because it was the South by Southwest show. You had to have the the badge or something. I don't know specifics because I got in free. So we went down to Lambert's, and he was feeling absolutely cruddy, but he brought the bag of Nikia CDs and everything. And then we were there. We saw a guy who reminded me of Eagle Eye Cherry. Hmm. Like, he had that Eagle Eye Cherry mustache and hair fro-ish type thing.
Yeah.
It was really good, too. I really liked it. I really didn't enjoy that guy. Then it started into the next guy, but Rob was just looking awful. Nikia said, "You know what? Go home. You're feeling absolutely terrible. You just go home." So we ended up going home, and I was like, "Well, I'm taking him home. I'm just going to go home." So I didn't actually get to see Nikia perform, but I did help out Robert, okay. And I wish he could have stayed, and I wish I could have stayed, but. I wouldn't have stayed if he couldn't have stayed, because he was the one who got me in. He got me in. I knew. I was with the DJ.
Well, was he cute?
It was Robert. I was with the DJ. Oh, Robert.
So of course he was cute.
It was a joke.
He's uber cute.
Not that Rob is not cute.
And Rob and Nikia, if you're listening, I'm so angry with you. You should have told me. I would have taken you. Kind of. Anyway, happy anniversary, guys.
I was probably happy closer anniversary, Robert Nikia.
I was probably closer to Robert than you were. So, so that's what happened on Friday. Saturday, I just spent all time at home. I got a very interesting visit from a guy who wanted to buy the house. He wanted to buy the house because he found out something I didn't know, which was apparently. The house is scheduled to go into foreclosure on the 1st. Mm. Or actually, as he stated, no, you're not going into foreclosure. Carl's going into foreclosure. And I'm like, whatever. Oh, Carl is the house. I started probate proceedings. And I still need to contact his mortgage company just to say, hey, you need to stop the whole foreclosure thing. We're doing the probate thing. It's going to be probably a disaster on my end, but I'm going to do my best. In the meantime, I'm buying two sets of lottery tickets number each week.
Hey, you might win. Hey.
And so, as me being my panicky self, I posted on the blog on the 18th a video I did in September when I was a little panicky. And then just today I posted a proposition, which I call the 10,000 Bear Initiative. In the end, it kind of came with the idea of kind of a charitable organization, kind of like almost like the money version of what's that thing called? Folding at Home. Stanford's Folding at Home product, the distributed network. Mm. Have you guys know about this?
I'm afraid I don't.
Maybe I should make this a pick later. Folding at Home is basically Stanford University has set up this program where they create these little applications which you can download and install on your computer, and you can have it running in the background. And what it does is it goes out to Stanford U, pulls in information about a protein, and does a process called folding. Mm. And to fold these proteins, so it's using your computer to do this work. Now, most of these are little things that are in the background. You really don't notice it. It shouldn't slow down your computer. You can stop it and start it at any time. Mm-hmm. There's teams out there, for folding at home. Different teams, like, one of my podcasts that I watch, DLTV, actually has its own team, which they started when they started talking about the Folding at Home program available for the PS3.
Yes.
And they got people to go in the teams, and they're like in the top 10 now. One of my other favorite podcasts, Don and Drew, has a team as well. And folding proteins is helping knowing how these proteins work by doing all this folding. Helps researchers with trying to find, like, the cure for cancer. Carl died from cancer, kind of. Mm. He died from the treatment of cancer, really. So folding proteins is always a good thing. So go to folding. Let's see. What is it? I forgot the URL. I'll have to find it. Possibly later. I think it's at like foldingathome.org. Foldingathome.org. Well, close. It's actually a Teams page.
I think you have to see it to really understand it, though.
Yeah, and actually, if you go to DL.TV, DL.TV, they have a page about Folding at Home, and they actually have videos, which is they have a Folding at Home page, and they've got some videos about an interview they did with Professor Vijay Pandey, who is kind of like the coordinator of Folding at Home. Oh, the Folding at Home link is folding.stanford.edu. To get really more instructions and to see this video, you want to go to dld.tv and click on the Folding at Home link. And I think that watching these videos actually helps it really explains what this is. Also, it gives you some instruction. That same page gives you some instructions on how to use the Folding at Home applications, and how to effectively use them to fold as many proteins as possible. And you can join the DL.TV team to get them up there, or if some other podcasts do have their own team. And I suppose we could probably create our own team, but I don't feel like working on doing that. But that was kind of that's kind of the relation. Basically, what they're doing is trying to distribute this work amongst millions of computers. And the idea here for what I call the 10,000 Bear Initiative is distributing the money across a ton of people. I wouldn't say just bears. The idea is to get 10,000 people to pledge like $10. Hmm. And that $10 would make $100,000 total. And then the $100,000 put into a pot and then given to someone to help them out in some sort of time of need. Now, in my case, technically only like 9,000 would have to really make sure everything was covered. There's probably like to start a charity organization based off of that, which would be kind of cool because I kind of like that idea of distributed money, just like let's say once a year you give $10 to somebody. I mean, think of how many, that's like 10 beers worth of tips. You give it to which could be a good cause, whether it's to some people who like all of a sudden something serious happened, they need some money. In my case, what should have happened when Carl died was he should have had his life insurance, which was about $90,000, which would have taken care of everything and everything would be fine, right? Unfortunately, the life insurance thing never happened.
Oh.
At the beginning of 2007, he was let go from his from the place he worked at because he had been out so much. They gave him a severance package and stuff like that, but he just wasn't there. He was probably there for only a maximum of like 2 weeks through the entire year of 2006. So they're like, you know what? All you're doing is we need to let you go. So they let him go, gave him the severance. He paid his health insurance up because he definitely needed that for his treatments. But the one thing he forgot two things. He forgot to make sure that he continued life insurance, and he forgot a will. Now if like we got a ton of bears over here, we tore this. What I'd really like to do is get a whole bunch of people over here, take everything out of the house and put it back in and leave the stuff that doesn't need to come back in out. And then sell or do whatever there. That would kind of help me out, get organized. If you see my house, it's a disaster area.
We could organize a garage sale.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I would like a whole bunch of people to come over and sort things out so I can figure out what to sell and get
it.
Well,
the thing about it is, if they're only giving you a couple of weeks, I mean, April 1st is like coming up, you know?
I know. Well, I can get the four. I talked to my lawyer, who I'm doing the probate stuff through.
Yeah.
And she said, look, just call the company, say you're going through probate, make sure they're aware of everything so that you can stop the foreclosure from happening, because it's not in foreclosure yet. It's not until April 1st. And say, we're going through probate right now. We've filed already. So they just need to go, okay, we're not foreclosing yet. We're going to kind of put this on hold. And then in the end, what hopefully will happen will be we get this through. His parents sign over the house to me. I get a mortgage for the house.
Okay. Can you handle the mortgage? Just out of curiosity.
I think I can.
Okay. I have to get a roommate, maybe.
That's where I also want to get a whole bunch of bears over here to take everything out of the house and put what needs to be back in and sell what we can, because while the room where I have my office in would be actually great, would be okay for like a bedroom. It's not like really big.
There's so much crap.
I don't know what to do with my computers, which I'm definitely keeping the computers. I could get rid of the TV and then entertainment center. I'd probably keep the Wii on hand because I like my Wii.
I bet you do.
And put my computers out in the living room, and I can get rid of that chair, and then I would just need some shelving, blah, 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 blah. So I think I could get someone in, but because of all the stuff that's in here, I need to somehow get rid of it, and I don't know where to start or something. I just need some people to come home and help me help take charge of it.
You know, you can count us in, most definitely. Right, Tim?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
No problem.
I appreciate it. So I posted about the 10,000 Bear Initiative on CubsOutLoud.com. While, yes, I'm primarily being selfish on the idea, I'm also kind of wanting to be like, I don't want anybody else to be in this type of situation.
Yeah, that's true.
And I, especially when, and I'm sure I could find the email. Carl actually had an email that he sent to his sister, Cindy, saying, I want Jeff to have the house. I want everything to be taken care of. I want him to be taken care of. The only thing is he forgot the life insurance to take care of it. It would have been if he had the life insurance. But things happened. He forgot. For all we know, we could get a whole bunch of bears here, look at all the paper that is actually – that is in this building, and then all of a sudden somebody goes, I found the will or something. Or there's just some missing paperwork that just
– who knows?
I don't know.
But yeah, you do need a couple of people to come in and help you.
I would like at least two people per room.
Well, your place is not that big.
Well, it's not that big, but there's a lot of stuff, and I wanted the idea of having two people per room would be to basically get it all done quickly.
Okay.
Two people take the office. They tear that apart. And I'd really like everything that's in this house just taken out of it and put back in. You know, take it out, do a quick cleanup of stuff, you know, clean the floors, whatever, and then put stuff in. And with two people per room, two people taking the living room, two people taking the bedroom, two people taking the office, two people taking the bathroom. Well, actually, you probably only need one person for that. Mm. Two people for the back room, two people for the kitchen and dining room. It would go probably pretty quickly. It might take like 8 hours or something, but it would go relatively quickly. And you got me, you got you, you got you. And then that's three. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So I'm like 11 people. More would be even cooler.
Yeah.
But my idea is I want to distribute everything to make it easy on everybody. And the more the merrier. And then afterwards we can go have food somewhere. Go see a movie.
No Asian though. No Asian.
Unless I'm really wanting some sesame chicken or something.
Oh, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah. Ha.
You know. Okay. One thing about this week, I was talking with. I was watching. I was watching my Twitter feed, as I tend to do, and I saw the Nard, our illustrious guest from last week.
Mm-hmm.
He had gone to New York with his partner Mike, which I mm-hmm. thought was very sweet. Oh. They went to see Xanadu. They went to the dugout. And then Nard got completely trashed off his ass.
Oh, no.
I've been to the dugout and got completely trashed off my ass, too.
If you listen to one of the recent Bear podcasts, it's hilarious. And I think Nard thinks it's absolutely hysterical, too. So don't think we're trying to make fun of him or anything, because we're not. We're laughing with him. They have this segment where pretty much Mike took over the show. He's like, no. Oh my god, Nard is drunk. Oh, I better take over the show. And you hear Nard, I'm so drunk. it's just hilarious. And he twitters that, I'm so drunk.
Did he drunk dial anyone?
No, he drunk twittered.
He drunk twittered. Oh,
I don't know if he drunk dialed. That would be kind of interesting to find out. Hey, Nard, I know you're probably listening to this show. Did you drunk dial anybody? We want to know.
Yes, we want to know.
Cubs want to know. I thought that was hysterical. And then I really didn't do anything much else the week. Oh, I recorded the first Beer Cub podcast.
Uh-huh, I did listen to that the other day. It was quite interesting.
It's a short little thing. Next will probably be the Penn Hefeweizen, where I'll do my first gross out, be completely utterly grossed out thing.
Yeah, indeed. I remember having watching your webcam at the time, mm-hmm. and you were drinking one of those and were thoroughly repulsed. And I offered to drink
it
for you.
It had a banana taste, and
I enjoy Weizen beers, and I like bananas, so I volunteered.
Well, I bet
to drink
you
that
like
for
bananas.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Not those type of bananas. He did have plantains recently.
That's true. That's true.
Which reminds us.
Jeff and I went, and I believe I texted you to John to see if you wanted to go too. Oh. And yet, as is so often the case, you declined.
Well, I was doing things.
Busy.
Mm-hmm. You
was
were
busy.
Sleeping.
Whatever.
Jeff and I had gone to TGI Fridays was it Sunday?
Yeah, I think it was Sunday.
Sunday evening, we'd gone to TGI Fridays, and I had their special for week three of the Food Network Challenge thingy, which was a steak sandwich with plantains, and it was actually really good.
It looked really yummy, but I did feel like a steak sandwich.
A steak sandwich.
Yes, it was not a hamburger. It was actually strips of beef that were steakish, that were grilled and put in a sandwich with plantains.
Huh.
And it was quite tasty.
Instead of having bread, if you put that all in a tortilla, it would have been a type of fajita, I'd almost say.
Of some sort, I guess, with plantains. It was served alongside onion rings, which were kind of good.
Mm.
The trivia, of course, which is always what we go there for at the Fridays, was excellent. I happened to win quite handily at the trivia myself.
Yeah, I didn't have a straight woman distracting me so that I could win.
just as I had planned, I had secretly texted all.
No bar skanks were like all up in your business.
Nope, no bar skanks.
Although
we only really had the one bar skank.
That's true. The other lovely lady who joined us at trivia one night was quite pleasant.
Cool. Well, you know what? Apparently she was more than enough for a lifetime, so yeah.
But anyway, speaking of trivia, I propose that we invite our listeners to join us for trivia at Fridays in the Arboretum here in Austin, Texas. And we are proposing to do that on Thursday evenings. Tomorrow is one of which.
Why don't you guys do like the live trivia thing instead of the Buzz Time trivia? Like, I think
I love that too. But we've gotten into the habit of doing the Buzz Time trivia.
It's so much more fun when there's like a live DJ and there's music and whatnot. You know,
that's true. That's true. However. We like being social at the bar.
I like the Buzz Time trivia.
The Buzz Time can be fun and kind of campy sometimes.
Ugh. And you don't have to worry about blaring music, so you can easily talk. And you don't have to. It's something that can be very casual and yeah. I like doing trivia at Fridays.
Ugh. And I enjoy it too.
I've tried it at other places, and it's just. Fridays I like more, and yeah, they don't have the greatest food in all the world, but they do have food.
Speaking of which,
I know how you hate Fridays.
I did not say I hated Fridays, drama queen. We're not on good terms. No, but I just thinking, you know, discussing all about this food stuff. I mean, next show we probably should do a food show.
Speaking of which, I actually recently got. P.J. Gray, who wrote the book Bear Cooking. Oh, now I'm going to have to put that link into the show notes. Great. He wrote Bear Cooking and More Bear Cooking. He actually did it with someone who I forgot who it was for Bear Cooking. Do I have the book in here? No, I don't. He actually had found that we had talked about him. When I was talking about the barely edible blog by Chef Tom. It's barelyedible.com. He said, thanks for the mention. And then I shot him an email and said, you're very welcome. You know, love to have you on your show.
Is he cute?
And, yeah. Yeah, I think he is.
Oh, see, you're supposed to say
he's hot.
He's got a
PJ Gray.
He won't come on now.
He's gorgeous. He's absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely fantastic. But he seems to be a really nice guy. He is cute. Mm-hmm. And if you go to pjgray.com, you can see a picture of him, etc. And check him out there. And we'll see if I'm going to shoot him an email and say, hey, you want to be on our next show? It'll be next Tuesday, sometime between this time and this time. And then we'll make arrangements. He might be on the phone, so it'll be my first Skype out call. Uh-huh. And add him into the conference. So that will be very interesting and kind of fun. Okay. Actually, it might be my second because of tomorrow. Oh, that's right. I can't go to trivia tomorrow. Okay. You'll find out why.
I see.
Where was I? Okay, see if we can get him on and we can talk about bears and food and some of the foods we know, and he might even know some great places to go or something. I don't know. I don't know what he'll have available. I think he's out of Chicago. I haven't looked recently, so I don't absolutely quote me on that.
We need to have people like other podcasters like as guests. You know, I don't know if we can get any B talkers on here, but we have the Nard. The Bear Geek people. I forgot the Sojourner Truth or whatever. Have them. We could do a gaming podcast.
Yeah, he had actually emailed me about how do you record a Skype call. So I have to get him that link about how to do it in GarageBand. But I don't think they have a Mac yet.
Oh, they're not special.
They're getting a Mac.
I'm sure they're plenty special as they are.
They're planning to get a Mac, but they're getting an iMac. So
nice.
Although that's not too bad because really the only Mac that you would need would be the one that's actually doing the recording.
Yeah.
So, we're recording on my iMac. I'm talking to my MacBook. We got a Windows machine for Tim and a Mac for John. So, you know, we're mostly Mac here.
Yes.
Oh, of course, I'm making up the show notes on Windows.
Mm.
So we've got three different operating systems. Check that out.
Mm-hmm. Three. Wait a minute. There's three.
Yeah. There's
apparently Mac Jeff's OS, using Vista.
Mac OS 10, XP for Tim, Vista for me.
I was thinking, is he using Linux?
I love my Vista. Oh. No, XP and Vista, two different operating systems.
Anyway,
I swear.
All right.
Anyways, so that's that. One thing I wanted to mention, we're going to move on from here. Oh, wait a minute. Did we cover everything?
I'm sure we did.
We kind of went into a whole bunch of rat holes there. We just started talking and continued. That's exactly what this show is all about.
It just happens.
We podcast about indeterminate length, right?
About absolutely nothing, really, if you think about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
It's there nothing!
Seinfeld.
It's a show about nothing!
So John talked about his week. I talked about my week.
Yes, and I talked about my week at work.
Okay, so I think we got everything on that.
Yes, I'm sure now that it's been a good half of this show at least.
Okay. So I'm going to move on.
Oh, Lord.
And I have to say that we're going to have to... There have been two deaths recently.
Oh.
One, which is important. One that's only important to bears. The Got Fur blog. The best of 2000 bear blog. 2007 bear blog. Is gone. It's gone. It was taken off MySpace. I don't know if MySpace decided,
oh, we don't want one of those bears on there.
Or I can't imagine that's true. What happened.
After all, we're on MySpace.
This is a bear blog. Had pictures. It was a blog. It wasn't just a MySpace page.
Well, you know, you can blog on MySpace.
That's what they were doing.
That's my point.
Right, but we're not blogging.
Bears blog on MySpace all the time.
Yeah. You should use WordPress or LiveJournal or something for more "quote unquote" professional blogs, such as the Cups Out Loud blog, the Bare Bones blog, or Got Fur, which is more of like a general blog instead of a personal blog. Using things such as WordPress, Movable Type, Typepad, etc., or instead of like LiveJournal or Windows Live Spaces as your blogging platform, or MySpace as a blogging platform. It's probably better to use one of those bigger types. Now, from my understanding, the Got Fur blog was the resources for Bears blog, and the site's still up. The site of Resources for Bears is still up. I don't understand why then they don't get like WordPress installed onto their site and just put the Got Fur blog there.
Well, or, I did notice that Resources for Bears is not any longer on MySpace at all. That is, the group Resources for Bears is not there, which I found to be rather curious. But anyway.
Yeah, so that's one of the big things on this is what happened is what I want to know. I want to know what happened with Got Fur. I want to know, were they taken, what reasons they would have been taken down. Now, did Resources for Bears take it down? If that's the case, come back. Go to WordPress.com and create a blog on there, or install WordPress on your own site. I mean, I love WordPress, so that's why I'm saying WordPress. But there's TypePad and Movable Type and different other blogging platforms. Go there. Just move the blog, kind of, or start it back up again using something else. We want Got Fur back. So that would be really, really cool for them to do. So if any of you people who are doing the Got Fur blog listening to this, we want you back.
Do we really want them back?
Why not? It was considered the best bear blog.
Oh, that's by a very biased source.
Right. I do have to admit that, but I mean, even though this the whole thing was done by the bare bones, the complete bear whose blog was bare bones. I mean, it was a different blog that got it. So people must have liked it.
Mm-hmm. And now, of course, that leaves a spot open for our lovely blog. Perhaps it shall now become the number one blog.
Maybe. We'll have to see about that. We'll see what will happen at the end of the next year, which, of course, when they do announce the finalists for the best of bears of 2008, we will definitely cover that here. And probably go through and see if we can and make some comments about it. We'll probably have to do that as a couple shows. Knowing how much we talk. So that I do have to say is sad. Another thing that's sad that is more recent than the Gotfer death is actually a person's death, and that is Sir Arthur C. Clarke.
Yes.
One of the greatest science fiction writers of all time.
You know what's really weird? Like, so the whole, you know, geek kingdom of the world have like basically lost two very important figures. In a matter of, I mean, Gary Gygax, didn't he die in like this month? Didn't he?
Yeah, it was like last week or something, wasn't it?
No, 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
I think so. And then now Arthur C. Clarke. I mean, wow.
And Arthur C. Clarke, I do have to say, was probably has a much bigger following than Gary Gygax, because Gary Gygax was more gaming in the general sense, which is
RPG. No, but they're prominent figures. Well, I mean, he created, you know.
But I would say that Arthur C. Clarke is more of an influence because more people read his books.
I disagree. I think
I wonder. I think there's a fairly substantial population who's read the Dungeons and Dragons books.
I mean, he is such an influence on just gaming in general, and not just, you know, the board 20-sided dice gaming, like even like
computer
video
games.
I mean, RPGs, and
they work for Dungeons and Dragons, which
you wouldn't have. WoW. You know,
you wouldn't have a whole bunch of different types of games like Ultima and Final Fantasy, even some of those great games that came out, which kind of took the whole gaming philosophy that was created by that. But then you also have to think of the impact of Arthur C. Clarke's books. You've got 2001: A Space Odyssey. You've got Childhood's End, which is considered to be one of his greatest books, which I have to say is an amazing book. If you haven't read Childhood's End, you should go out and read it. It's just amazing. He was just an amazing writer, and more people, I think, would have actually read his books and know that it was Arthur C. Clarke that had the influence. Well, Gary Gygax, while he had he really influenced all of these games. No one really knew that. I mean, I didn't really know as much about that until I started gaming myself, dealing with all the role-playing games and everything. So to me, I could have played a whole bunch of those games and not known the effect that Gary Gygax would have had on this whole
thing. I don't know if I agree, but you know what? At least
he probably had more impact, but Arthur C. Clarke had more recognition because he was right out there. This is an Arthur C. Clarke book. You know.
Anyway, how about this? They're both important.
Yes,
that's true, and they both shall be very missed.
And of course, last September, we had the death of Robert Jordan, the writer of the Wheel of Time series. So that series was never completed. I did find out, thanks to DragonMount.com, that they have gotten somebody to finish the final Wheel of Time book. And from the understanding and that I got, Harriet, Robert Jordan's wife, has said that she feels very, very confident that the writer, and I forgot who it was, is going to do a really, really faithful and good job with this next book here. And Harriet's going to be the editor. She's been editing the Wheel of Time books as it's been, anyways. So that's three prominent people
mm-hmm.
in regards to science fiction and fantasy. And we got pretty much three different categories, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Arthur C. Clarke was primary science fiction. Robert Jordan, fantasy. And then we have Gary Gygax, which was fantasy gaming. Gaming in general, I should say. Not even necessarily fantasy. Both sci-fi and fantasy.
Mm.
Because everything rolled over. So it's very sad.
It is.
And I think I was at work, and I have Twitter Fox on my Firefox. I use it at work. And all of a sudden, I see this tweet pop up from Molly Wood of Buzz Out Loud. And it said, OMG, Arthur C. Clarke. RIP, Arthur C. Clarke. And I'm like, what? No!
Oh,
but yeah. He lived a long life.
The guy was 90 years old. 90.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He lived a really long life, had a major influence, has been... I don't know how many books did he write. He wrote a bunch of books.
True. And he almost lived to see 2010. Almost.
Almost.
Did he actually write a book called 2010?
Yes, it was the sequel to 2001.
Yeah, but I didn't know if there was actually a book.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I remember that controversial book in the 90s. I mean, oh my gosh, it was – I can't believe – first of all, you have to have real balls to put out a book called Sex, you know, and, have a dog and all this weird – oh, wait a minute. That was Madonna, wasn't it? Never mind. Sorry.
I was wondering.
And Madonna is still alive as far as I'm aware.
And she's not being tied down by a record company. So,
oh. I know this is off topic, but did you know in that book she's 69ing a dog? Did you know that? You know that?
I didn't, and I don't think I needed to know that. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. The more you know, star.
ding, 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 ding.
Question. Are we ever on topic?
No, not really.
Okay, just want to make sure.
In all honesty, we were talking about what we're going to talk about today, and we didn't really have anything solidified, so this might be a shorter show than usual.
So, supposedly.
But I promise next week we'll have something more solid. Yeah, so.
We'll do the food thing. I like the food. I like the foodie idea.
Yay.
I like food. Mm. Quick comment. TBRU is coming up this weekend. Actually, officially, it starts tomorrow. That's www.tbru.org.
Let the orgies commence. Go!
So, remember, the Nard will be podcasting from 9 to 12 on Saturday, I think he said. And apparently it's going to be live, too. They're doing a setup through Tube Bears, I think it was.
Awesome.
In any case, I suspect that Nard will have a link on the homepage of bearpodcast.com. Yes, this podcast is meant for pimpage of all other bear podcasts. So,
if you've got a bear podcast, let us know.
Let us know.
What bear podcasts do we have? We've got Bear Podcast. We've got Bee Talk. We've got Bears in the City.
But you know what? We need to put everyone in their place and just let everyone know that we are the best. Okay,
that's true.
We are so good that, you know, we just want to spread the love.
We are so good, exactly.
Say, you know what? We're recommending you to look at these podcasts.
Exactly. We're using our star power to recommend all these other podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, so I wanted to mention that Nard was there. So the 23rd, the 23rd, there's a couple bathhouse events.
Bathhouse events. Oh,
that's
Lord.
The first things that I even thought of as events.
How many bear runs have you been at, Jeff?
Zero. Barioki with Bill Schaefer at Woody's tomorrow from 9 to midnight. What others? There's dance, the Carson Fur and the pool patio from 11 to 12:30. More stuff at Woody's, Windsor's, Club Dallas. Oh, that's the Wet Woolly. That's the one of the bathhouse parties. So party.
Drop the soap. I'll tell you. Encouraged.
Encouraged to drop the soap. And they've got, yeah, everything's at tbru.org to find out what's going on. Most of you are probably on your way, so me talking about this is probably completely nerdily useless.
Pretty much. Did you say nardily useless? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I could have swore you said nardily useless.
Okay. Well.
Well, anyway, if you have attended TBRU and you've listened to this podcast, let us know how it was. I wish I were going, frankly, and I
send us some pictures.
Some lovely pictures.
Naked ones for me.
Showing us what you were doing at TBRU.
Yeah, showing us your stuff.
Just because you're in your hotel room doesn't mean that the pictures won't turn out good. So
yeah, exactly.
That's true. And send them to us. We'll tell you whether they're good or not.
Pole dancing party?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently there's a pole dancing party at Buddy's, too.
Could you imagine this big, hot bear on a pole?
Yeah.
Woof.
Okay.
I've got a couple dollars. Here you go.
It's totally going to be on the next Previously On Cubs Out Loud is that big woof. I can do
it. It would be terrible if we had like those silver dollars. You know, those big. Here you go. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Is that a roll of silver dollars in your pants, or are you happy to see me?
Either.
Nice. Okay, so TBRU. All right, moving on. Onwards. And next on my agenda here, what the fuck? Weekly.
Okay, so this week, actually, if you watched SNL, you already know what it is. On SNL, they had one of their famous digital shorts. If you've seen A Dick in a Box, that's them. The Iran president thing, that's them. They have a brand new one with Jonah Hill. If you don't know Jonah Hill, he's this cute chub from the movie. What was that movie again? Superbad. He was the chubby guy with the foul mouth. He's kind of cute. He's okay. But in this little skit that they did, apparently Adam Sandberg – anyway, basically Jonah Hill confronts Andy Sandberg and says, "Hey, dude, just to let you know, I'm kind of dating your dad." I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, it's this old middle-aged guy. He's got to be in his 60s. You know, if he had a beard, he'd be a total daddy bear. I mean – and it's just cute. I mean, he just talks about the time that he's spending with his dad, and they show clips on them on a date. And then I think 2 minutes into it, they French kiss. It's hilarious. Now, here's the thing, though. I don't know if I should be offended or not, but I just kind of laughed. I can see how people can get angry. It's like, you know, you're making fun of homosexuality or something like that. But I say go ahead and watch it. Again, go to Hulu. That's probably the best place to go, Hulu.com.
I'm going to have it embedded in our show notes.
Never mind. It's on the show notes. And take a look at it.
You can go to Hulu if you want to, of course.
Yeah, if you want to.
Yeah, Hulu I think it's general funny. Is actually pretty cool. So so I do recommend Hulu in general, but you will also be able to find this specific sketch right there in the show notes for episode 9, which I haven't figured out what the title is yet.
Oh, we'll figure that one out. Or it's chub for chub love. I mean, it's – I thought it was kind of hot. I think that was kind of what's weird. It's like most people were like, ew. But I thought it was kind of hot. I don't know. I like chubs. Anyway, so go ahead and watch it and post your comments. I mean, are you offended or are you not? I mean, I can totally see if you're offended. If you are, tell us why. But I go ahead and watch it and
We enjoy all comments, so totally. Welcome all comments. So please tell us how we're doing and tell us if we enjoyed any of our content here. And so that's this week's What the Fuck Weekly, right?
Yeah. Oh, so, God. It's just hilarious.
That's it for that. Okay, now I need to make a enter Cub picks is what's up next.
Who wants to pick first? Jeff?
I do have a pick. My pick has to do with my my drive home after work today. I listen to my iPod in my car as I'm driving, and Given my week at work with all the moving rinks and things and the drama going on about that, and stressed out people trying to meet deadlines for rink movage and things like that, this podcast that I was listening to on my iPod today really helped me digest that. It was namely the episode number 76 of the ZenCast. It is entitled Busy Life, Buddhist Life. If you go to zencast.org, or you can directly listen to that podcast by going to the Buddhist Society of Western Australia's website and looking for Adan Brahm's motivational talk called Busy Life, they're calling it there on their website.
Oh, episode 76, which is...
Yes.
A relatively old one.
That's true. It is arguably about almost 2 years old now. But
what?
The way my iPod works, that's just how it does. But anyway, I found it particularly apropos of my situation today. So I urge everyone to listen to that episode because I think it. It certainly helps with any sort of stressful situation you're going through. So again, that episode is called Busy Life, and I'll include the links on our pics. But it's a great podcast.
Busy Life, Buddhist Life. Entire thing. Beastie Boys?
Yes, indeed. As part of that episode, the ZenCast includes the Beastie Boys song... Bodhisattva Vow, which was
quite I would never put Zen Buddhism and Beastie Boys in the same sentence.
You know, one of the Beastie Boys is actually Buddhist.
Oh, get out.
Yeah.
The more you know, star. Shoo. Anyway.
So, yeah, that's my pick for today.
Well, I guess I'm next. I have two picks, and they are hometown. Well, actually, they're not technically home. Well, anyway, one of them are. Actually, I was digging through Dig, and I found an article from slashfilm.com. I think it's slashfilm. Yeah, slashfilm.com. And they had a feature on the Alamo Draft House. Just to let everyone know, in Austin, there is a special movie theater. Actually, there's two of them.
Actually, no, there's like four.
It's for them. Never mind. Anyway, called the Alamo Draft House. It's basically a movie theater, but what's really cool is that aside from showing some special movies, aside from the current films and whatnot, it's kind of like a dine-in. Like you can order food and sit down and have a meal or watch your movie or whatever. But what they do, what's really cool is that they have special events too. Like I remember one time during the Simpsons. Movie. They had a they did a whole marathon or something like that of the Simpsons episodes right beforehand. And I know they had a Michael Jackson sing along or something like that. They do karaoke. I mean, they do like really cool things aside from just movies. And it's just really cool. Read the article. I mean, I thought it's a source of pride. I think because you know this guy, this movie buff, he talks about you know I've been through. Movie theaters from coast to coast and whatnot, and by far the Alamo is the best movie theater ever, period. You know, it's the type of movie theater that makes me wish I lived in Texas, quote unquote.
The Dig article, I think I found the Dig article for it that titled Cool Stuff, the Alamo Draft House, best movie theater ever.
So it's a like, source of pride. And it's one of my favorite places too. It's one of those things that I just love Austin for, just a kitschy little movie theater, and it's you know it's just lots and lots of fun.
Oh, and they serve beer.
They do serve beer, and that's awesome. It's kind of like have a beer, watch a movie, and of course I rarely drink anymore, but you can, alcoholics.
Yeah, anyway. You don't have to have beer. They also serve soda, etc.
And food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, I was. You know, I'm gonna do three picks. There is another thing. A couple of weeks, actually, I found this article in Texas. I don't know. They didn't say which city. It probably is Austin. There is a district attorney in Texas. He was actually on trial because he built – okay, he built himself – and I'm reading from this article, quote unquote, building himself a sweet rig, a computer rig on the county dime. The machine in question sports 2 hard drives, 7 fans, a high-end video and audio cards, wireless internet connection, and cables that glow under ultraviolet light. Like, he's actually on trial for building a super sweet rig. A rig
so that's
that could
like
probably
my computer.
You know, it's probably something that could probably possibly play Crysis. But I just thought it was funny. If you go to Penny Arcade and go to the March 12th comic, it's just hilarious.
Is that Penny Dash Arcade? Yeah, it's Penny Dash Arcade.
Penny Dash Arcade. It's just hilarious. Like it mocks
the 12th.
Yeah, on the 12th, it kind of mocks the whole trial because they think he's kind of ridiculous, and it kind of is. It says here, Mr. Sumrow, you told this court under oath that you're not, in fact, the hardcores. Correct. But do you now or have ever tanked Kara as a prospect pally? I have not, sir. This prosecution would like to present Exhibit A, Mr. Sumrow's alleged quote-unquote backup server. Gasp! You know, how do you account for this pimped out rig, sir? Do you deny that this shit be banging? Order in the court. The prosecution asserts that this shit is off the hook. Like, you should, it's just crazy. They kind of mock it. I just thought it was funny.
Again, that's link in the show notes.
Yeah.
The case of Texas versus Cryo Lord.
Oh,
I just looked at the title.
It's hilarious. It's still, I mean, the cooling,
I love Penny Arcade.
The cooling thing on this rig is, I mean, 7 fans is just incredible. Anyway, my last pick is all for the gamers out there. A mega game came out a couple weeks ago by the name of Super Smash Brothers. If you're a Nintendo fan, a Nintendo fanboy, you grew up with Mario and, you know, and all the Nintendo characters and whatnot, and ever dreamed about having them to beat the shit out of each other. Well, you can now. Nintendo released Super Smash Brothers Brawl, and really, it's just a love letter to Nintendo fans because it's all the Nintendo characters plus characters like Sonic, Solid Snake, and all these other video game characters all in a arena type setting, and they're just kicking the shit out of each other. It's hilarious. It's fun. And has online play. So any listeners with a Wii friend code, go ahead and post it on the website. Let's exchange numbers and let's brawl.
Or
so that's
if anybody
my third
wants
pick.
To buy me the game, let me know.
I could
get a Wii.
Well, you know, I could probably bring the game, or you can come to my place, but you don't like cats. So
it's not that I don't like cats; it's that I'm severely allergic.
Whatever.
I am allergic to cats. I'm not.
There's only really one way to see if you're allergic to these cats.
Now I've totally got a new pick, and I'm totally going to make this a new pick. I'm sorry, cool. But you're done with your pick?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, I didn't want to step on you. No. So I'm going to have to move on to you mentioned Penny Arcade.
Yeah.
Well, I got to move on to Commission Comic. Commissioncomic.com. Remember Darth Fabulous?
Oh, no. Oh,
that
no.
was done by Obsidian of CommissionComic.com. And I do have to say that if you're a geek, you'll probably enjoy this. His last one he's got here is one that's called Cthulhu Hentai.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'll just say that and leave it at that and let everybody go to CommissionComic.com, which I'll have a link in the show notes to, so that you can take a look at everything. He does a daily rant, and he does a daily comic. Some of them have multiple panels. Some are huge. Some of them are short. Some are in black and white. Most of them are in colors, and it's just absolutely hilarious.
Oh my god, it's terrible! I'm looking at it right now. Oh my god.
So it's hysterical. Obsidian also is on one of my favorite podcasts, extralife.com, or Extra Life Radio at myextralife.com.
And you know, seriously, if you don't know what hentai is, I mean, it's so true. I mean, just read the comic and you're thinking, no way. And I'm telling you right now, I've actually seen it. I mean, it's terrible.
Actually, I think on XTube, they actually have a in amongst the straight section, they have hentai.
Oh my God.
I think I gotta double check here. Home.
I love webcomics. Yes.
I love webcomics too. There's Penny Arcade. There's PvP Online. There's My Extra Life. There's XDCD. There's Commission
Comic.
I don't
like that comic.
XDCD?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not amazingly amount super into that, but I'm okay with it.
I don't know why everyone loves it anyway.
Oh, there isn't a hentai section. There's an anime section.
Mm.
I'm in amongst the straight stuff, but there's no hentai stuff. And in amongst the gay stuff, they have yaoi. Y-A-O-I.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, never mind. So
is that kind of like similar? Or how does that work?
I'm not... It's a type of comic. I think it's... I believe it's like romance. You know what? Some otaku is going to like totally come on our, you know, website and totally correct me.
We're trying to figure out what the heck this is.
I don't think it's bad or anything. So
well, there's
anyway.
This one with the guy with the thing on his dick, but that's not cartoons.
Anyway.
This is a very nice come. Okay, I should stop watching XTube videos while doing a podcast.
Yes, please.
So, okay. So
anyway,
that's the end.
Is that the end?
That's the end. And I do have to say that we have permission to end. Okay, you don't get the joke yet. Farapalooza has a show coming up on the 29th, and that's next weekend at the Timberfell Lodge. Check out for more information at farapalooza.com. Also for information on getting there and what all the information is. Timberfell.com is the site that they're going to be at, and of course Farapalooza, which I just said. Tonight we've got Kendall playing.
Oh, Kendall.
We got his song Permission, which I'd love to play for you all. In the meantime, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
There are two tracks, two trains of thought running down the middle of the USA, but only one way to love. And if you don't believe it, then get out of the way. My love is on fire with the FBI. I'm still an outcast, tell me why. I can kill for freedom, but I'm never free from the bigoted lies. I don't need your permission to love, and I don't need your permission to fuck. I don't need your permission to love, and I don't need your permission to fuck. I pledge allegiance to reality, a little different for you than me, but I don't need your permission to love, and I don't need your permission to fuck. Permission, 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 no. Jack and Will make them smile like Mr. Jefferson did in the 70s. They flit around and tell their jokes, but walk around in invisible cloaks. It's not the truth that makes me irate, it's just the undertow of hate, dragging down the drags and the hardcore fags. But if you pretend you can fly the flag, I don't need your permission to love, and I don't need your permission to fuck. I don't need your permission to love, and I don't need your permission to fuck. I pledge allegiance to reality, a little different for you than me, but I don't need your permission to love, and I don't need your permission to fuck. Permission, 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 no. Jesus was an outcast, Mr. President. He didn't win elections, they spit on him.
Jesus was an outcast, Mr. President. He didn't kill for freedom, he died for it. Jesus was an outcast, Mr. President. He didn't win elections, they spit on him. Jesus was an outcast, Mr. President. He didn't kill for freedom, he died for it. And I don't need your permission to love, and I don't need your permission to fuck. I don't need your permission to love, and I don't need your permission to fuck. I pledge allegiance to reality, a little different for you than me, but I don't need your permission to love, and I don't need your permission to fuck. Permission, 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 no!
Many bears are big and tall, and clothing for them have always been an afterthought in the eyes of the apparel industry. For too long, the only stuff available to big guys have been Hawaiian shirts and tent-cut clothing that leaves you looking even bigger than you really are. Well, here comes Colossal Clothing. Colossal makes stylish clothes for the big bear in your life, with sizes from XL to 5XL, XLT to XLT, and bodybuilder sizes as well. Check them out at ColossalClothing.com. And here's a colossal deal for you. Enter the code CUBS at checkout and save yourself 10% off your purchase. Colossal Clothing, for the big bear in your life.